streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
This holiday season, how about give somebody a Jersey Mike's gift card? That's a good stocking stuffer. Few clicks, all it takes, Jersey Mike's, be a sub above. So Mark Sanchez is doing Philadelphia, Washington tonight, and then he's calling Bucks Panthers Sunday. So here at Fox, we make you work. You just don't get a big paycheck for nothing. And Mark is joining us. Undisclosed location. What I'm really jealous for, though, I am totally jealous, is that you went and watched Billy Joel in the Garden last night, which is across the bridge. I've seen him twice. I go home. It was 3 days ago. I was at home by myself on YouTube listening to Scenes from an Italian Restaurant.
Oh, it's my favorite song. That and River of Dreams, and he played them both. I'm good. I've seen it all, man.
Mark just told me that Billy Joel signed, what'd you call that deal where he's going to play once a month?
It was like a residency almost, like a DJ in Vegas or something, but he basically plays like a show per month is what somebody told me. So I don't know if this is fact, but that's kind of what they were saying at the Garden last night. So
good for you. Great memories. So Philadelphia at Washington. I want to first talk about Philadelphia. And I've said before, if you're not a great team, can you be great at something? Mm-hmm. And I look at Philadelphia and I'm like, Nick Sirianni's just said, this is my personnel. We're going to lead the league in rushing. And when I watch them, Mark, it's not art, but they're productive. They get into the 30s regularly. Like, they, to me, there's a lot of teams like this. Buffalo's not great, but boy, they're a great passing team and they've got holes. Right. Philadelphia's got a playoff feel to me. When you watch them, your expectations tonight from them and what they do.
Well, the biggest thing, right, at every level on their defense, they have legitimate ball players, other than I would say maybe the linebackers. Their safeties, McLeod, they got Darius Slay, who's playing out of his mind. He's got three interceptions. And then Hargrave and Fletcher Cox are making up for the loss of Brandon Graham right now. up front. So that their defense is kind of handling business. But on offense, what do you do to help those guys? You shorten the game. You run the ball. You saw what happened with Gardner Minshew. And I know his numbers look great against the Jets their last game before their bye week. But it was first and second down runs. It was quick passes. It was RPOs. It was all the stuff that Jalen Hurts does well. And he's their leading rusher. Remember, he's within 100 yards of Lamar Jackson, and he's not getting nearly the love that Lamar Jackson gets. So he's essentially carrying this team with his legs. Now he's on that bad ankle right now. He hasn't played a game in over 3 weeks. I think today is 23 days since his last start. So he's had plenty of time to rest it. And this delay of the game from Sunday to tonight is really going to help him. But it's him, it's Gainwell, and it's Sanders. And they're just going to run it down your throat. They had 50 attempts in week 11 or 12. I mean, that's unheard of. So even in the game they lost, they had a bad one against the Giants a few weeks back. And they still rushed it for 200-plus yards. So that's what they do. You know they're coming downhill at you. They're going to have some changeups. And that's where Sirianni has to get creative with the RPO game and the screen game.
Now, Washington, what are they doing at quarterback? I mean, up to the last minute here, what are they doing?
Yeah. So apparently, Heinicke's still potentially going to play in this ball game. Now, they had him test last night. He had to test this morning. They have a plane on standby. Their owner, Dan Snyder's got a plane ready to roll for all the players who make it. And they got to know by, you know, in the next hour or so. And they'll basically fly him here, you know, police escort him right to the stadium and go play a ball game. But he practiced this week. So he got the bulk of the reps. He practiced on Wednesday, which is your base game plan, first and second down day, and Thursday, which is your third down. You might get a little short yardage, a little red zone preview, goal line stuff. So the only day he really missed were the extra practices and a Friday, which a lot of times is half speed or walkthrough or three quarters or whatever. So, I mean, if you want somebody to play, he's had a little time to rest his elbow because they delayed the game as well. That's what was bothering him last week, and that's why Kyle Allen stepped in. So this could come down to the wire with him literally sprinting on the field during warmups saying, hey, let's rock.
Yeah. So you have Bucks-Panthers. They actually play two of the next 3 weeks. Tom now is going to be without Chris Godwin. Leonard Fournette's banged up. Mike Evans. And as great as Brady is, and I think most quarterbacks, Peyton Manning certainly falls into this, Tom's a creature of habit. He likes his Gronk on third down. He likes play action. It's interesting. Last year they felt like they got healthy at the end of the year,
right.
And this year it feels like, okay, we all loved them early. Now they're banged up. You tell me, you look at tape, you saw the Saints game, you worry a little bit. Now they're all banged up at skill positions for Tom, a guy that's a creature of habit and likes his guys and goes to the guys he trusts.
Yeah, well, credit to New Orleans for just throttling that offense and shutting them out. I mean, that was an incredible effort by them. Great schematically, but they got them off the field on third downs and were so successful. You know, Tom was getting frustrated because of the way that game was playing out, and any quarterback would have been frustrated in that situation. But now moving forward, this is a lot. You're going to see, you know, Gronk and Bray and who else? Johnson, I think Perriman's on the COVID list.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be Johnson. It's going to be Scotty Miller.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it takes, they're going to have to suit somebody up. And the only saving grace for that team is number 12 is the quarterback, right? Like, I'd rather have it with him or Peyton Manning, as you said. But this is, I mean, that's a tall order. That defense is going to have to play well. They're going to have to manufacture points on special teams. You know, the run game really has to step up. Ronald Johnson's going to have to step up. I mean, there's so many things that have to happen for them to secure the spot that they want in the playoffs. And, you know, Tom's earlier, like, you know, everybody's kind of, you know, been almost jealous of the guy because he's gotten to go play with all these new shiny toys and his buddy Gronk comes back and everything's just been perfect. Now it's like, okay, you got to work for it, dude. This is going to be some hard work. They're going to have to really scheme up some of these plays, formate some of these plays to get, you know, Gronk and Bray as your number one, number two options consistently. So that's going to take some formation work, some motions and shifts that they're going to have to do just to try and get a half man advantage on the defense that they're playing. But, you know, don't think Carolina doesn't realize that. They're going to be coming after him.
Yeah. You know, I was watching Justin Fields last night, and I said this before. It's hard to be a young quarterback in this league. Like, you saw Mac Jones when he trailed on the road. It's like it's a whole different world when you trail.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, it's all of a sudden with Josh McDaniels and the running game, the world shrinks. And I watched Justin Fields. You're seeing the same thing. He's a big athletic kid. He can move. That's fine. But, you know, I said, not that I've defended Matt Nagy because they looked disorganized last night, but I said, okay, now he's going to a second playbook. He's going to have a second coach. He's going to have a second system. And it's like, it's a lot. Now, just is it harder than I think? I mean, good God, Derek Carr may have his sixth coach in nine years. You tell me, as a young quarterback, is there an argument to be made that Nagy got somebody to the playoffs named Trubisky twice? Is it really hard, like Justin Herbert, second playbook, second coach, second system? Am I overstating how hard that is?
No, it's real. That's a real factor and a variable you'd like to keep constant if you could. And now it's more of, okay, is the coordinator good enough, which he's proven. He took that team to the playoffs his first year. So what's the difference between now and then? Can Nagy just suddenly doesn't know how to call plays anymore? I don't know if that's the case, or is it more of, look at the personnel we got. I mean, they let both of their tackles go, and Bobby Massey and Charles Leno. They signed Jason Peters, and now he's banged up. But Justin Fields, thank God he can run, right? Because if he's Mac Jones back there, I mean, he'd been out in his fourth start. I don't know if he would have lasted any longer. He would have gone off the field on a stretcher or something. Like, he's been getting hit so many times, and he's constantly running for his life. And, oh, by the way, you're our entire offense, rookie. Like, that's a lot. You're asking for a lot in a market that is, you know, it's pretty tough on the quarterback there in Chicago. When's the last time they've had, like, you know, a legitimate guy, maybe before Cutler? Like, I mean, that's a tough place to play. And so he's got it, you know, the deck stacked against him, and he's trying to make stuff happen on every play. So in those kind of situations, you can kind of, it's like pick up basketball, you know, you can learn a lot. You can, you know, work on your game, but you can also pick up some bad habits because you're forced to just play a different style. So it's a toss up though. Like once, if you lose the team, if you lose the whole fan base and stuff, which, you know, is kind of the vibe there now, unfortunately, it's like, what are we going to do? Bring them back again. And now nobody wants to buy tickets, you know, so that they're dealing with OBJ. the media side of it as well. It's not just, you know, the on-field stuff, which is the only thing you should be judged with. Now it's just people have a sour taste in their mouth about them, and okay, run them out of town. And it's really too bad, but that's just the way it works.
Well, you know that. You played in New York. Your opinions on him are valid. It's one of these diehard northern climate, New York, Chicago. You know what it's like when it's bad. It's talk radio. It's media. It's brutal.
Oh, yeah.
One more question. So OBJ goes to the Rams. It's been pretty darn seamless. Now, again, that surprises me. So you got like a new quarterback, a new system. Am I overstating that? Are you surprised? I mean, did you ever get a new receiver and in 2 weeks you're like, yeah, it works?
Braylon Edwards.
Okay, so explain it.
When they're that good, whatever it takes. That's just get them to Sunday with a handful of plays. I don't care if we got to wristband it to him. I don't care if he needs to do the buddy system and can only line up next to somebody who can tell him. I don't care if you have to remind him the route in the huddle like we used to do to different players. We picked up Santonio Holmes, picked up Braylon Edwards, and thank God we had Dustin Keller, Jericho Cotchery, LaDainian Tomlinson, because those guys really knew the system. They understood the big picture. They could see it like a quarterback. So now we're all just making sure our guys are good. Don't forget, on Sunday, it's a group test. This isn't the SAT where you got like the blinders on. You can't like look at anybody else's test. Hey, bro, we're all in this together. Whatever you need, you just let us know. And I know that with the staff they have, Kevin O'Connell, their offensive coordinator, McVay, you know, Cooper Kupp. You don't think Cooper Kupp's talking to him in the huddle? Like, yo, hey, this is the three-step slant. Oh, this is different. This is the delay. Under, not the quick one. Take your time. You know, little stuff like that. They're, of course. And when he's on your sideline, give him a number of the route he's got. Whatever you have to do, just make it work because he's that good, right? And how hard is it for somebody to go put on a different uniform and run a fade like he's run his whole life? So now it's more of Matt Stafford adjusting to OBJ. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So whatever you can do to make it easy on him. And it's always a reminder, man. It's a group test. There's no secrets on Sunday. Just get your guy ready to play.
That was good. I had no idea about the buddy system. I learned something. So you just put a receiver
over.
You put a receiver.
Whatever it takes. When they're that good, whatever it takes.
That's good stuff. Mark, good luck. Eagles and Washington football team tonight. We'll be watching, yes, my man. Thank you. Great stuff today. Thanks, man.
Appreciate it.
Plus, he saw Billy Joel, and I'm internally jealous for that. I really am.
I've seen Billy Joel once in Florida.
Yeah, I saw him in Portland, Oregon, and I saw him in Vegas. He was fantastic.
I want to see Elton.
Elton John?
Yeah.
He's been around for so long.
I know. I love Elton John. I don't think he's touring anymore, though.
He was in Vegas forever.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to see Adele in Vegas. Well, I'm going to try to see Adele in
Vegas. Is she,
beat everyone else.
So is she at a certain casino?
Yes, she's at, I think, Caesars.
Yeah, they do. Caesars.
She's going to do a residency there from January to April.
So it's called a residency. So you live there.
Well, I don't know if she's going to live. I mean, she's going to have to be there, like, I think, 3 or 4 nights a week. I don't think she performs every night. I think it's like just like Thursday to Sunday or something. But, you know, I'm sure she's probably going to spend the rest of it in L.A. But either way, she'll have nice things in Vegas.
I like that, though. Make me go to you. You just stay in the same place.
I'm sure it's great for artists because they don't have to tour around the whole world.
Yes.
Everyone comes to Vegas to see them. They can have the same setup every night. Like, there is a little bit, you know, the same thing every day rather than having to get a tour bus or a plane.
Can you imagine me and Billy Joel? I've watched Billy Joel at Madison Square Garden because I'll just YouTube it. I'll just watch the, I've done that 100 times. I mean, can you imagine growing up in New York and playing the Garden and being great every time? That's just insane. It's one thing if you play in the Garden and you're a visitor. You're from Long Island and I play. What are you doing tonight, guy? Hey, Billy. Guys from the neighborhood.
Garden.
What are you doing tonight? I'm playing the Garden.
Musical talent is such a fascinating thing to
me. Only thing I'm jealous of.
I do not want that lifestyle, though.
Oh, I do.
What?
Oh,
that hustle seems exhausting.
No, I do.
Trying to make it in music?
No. I'm saying,
like our business is so much easier, but like, I don't know. That's a lot.
If I could trade my life to be a great singer. Yeah.
Great singer though?
You know what I watched this morning at 5 a.m? I watched the making of the song One by U2. They showed the process of making it in the studio. They had recordings of it. I don't know anything about music. I have no voice. I'm fascinated by the subculture of building the songs. I'll go back and watch, like, Bleach was Nirvana before Nirvana, and Dave Grohl tells the story that he was with another band, and they had this one song. It was about a girl, something, I forget, it's one of Nirvana's great songs. And he heard that, and he said, okay, I'm going to fly to Seattle and meet these guys. That song is really special.
Yeah, the stories of how people get discovered.
It's fascinating.
Like, the process, and then there's always, like, some creepy manager that messes it up, and then they got to recover from that. Like, it's wild, but it's just such a different lifestyle than what we have.
About a girl.
About a girl?
Yeah, I was watching that not long ago, and they were talking about it. Before Nirvana was Nirvana, it was Bleach. And in the Pacific Northwest, you know, Kurt Cobain is 15 minutes from my hometown, Aberdeen, Washington. So I'm from the Westport. I'm from the beach. He's from the city, so to speak. And so Dave Grohl tells the story of, like, he got this, you know, somebody sent him this, and he listened to all of it, and he's like, yeah, there's something there. And then they heard About a Girl, and he's like, now that, they can do all that stuff and that song? Boom, he was off to meet Kurt Cobain. I'm very proud of my Northwest musical
knowledge.
Pearl's Jams and I think Alice in Chains and Nirvana, obviously. Jimi Hendrix. A lot of great history.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news!
This is the Herdline News.
I used to sing in church.
You did?
Mm-hmm. In the choir.
Only thing, I would love to have a singing voice.
I did not have a singing voice. I was just little and cute. You know, they let you go praise Jesus until you get that little thing in your voice, and they're like, ah, right. Let's sing into the hymns with everybody else. So the Broncos announced in August that the team would be for sale at the end of the season, and one name that has emerged as a potential investor is Peyton Manning.
Why not?
Manning has reportedly been in close contact with multiple prospective ownership groups that are expected to be among the favorites to gain control of the franchise. He has lived in Denver since he's retired, and obviously has a great story with that franchise.
I love that story. Peyton Manning's from the South. He's lived everywhere in the country. You know, he could do anything in the world. He goes to Denver. This says a lot about him. I think I told you this before. And he's like, I really like the last place I ever played, and he's made his home. I love that story.
Well, Denver's a great place to live. Lot
active, beautiful.
So the final sale of the Broncos could serve as a benchmark for the rest of the league, because if the team lands nearly $3 billion, it could lead other franchises to take interest in selling in the near future as well. But I love the idea of having former players involved in the ownership groups as well. I think it's a valuable voice for how things should be run and hires. And it's, you know, there's obviously a percentage of ownership that you have when you're in these situations. Right. But I do think it's important, and it's a trend that we'll see to continue. I mean, we've talked about LeBron many times saying he wants to own a team, and obviously Michael Jordan's owned a team for a long time.
Yeah.
So we'll see more and more of that.
It's always been my, I tried to buy a small stake in an MLS team.
See, you all have a lot of interest in actually building the team, like being a GM.
I like the architecture of business.
Yeah. I would only want to be involved in a team in that level if I owned it. But if I did own it, I would just go high. I would go write a check to the best people in the business and make them turn me down. Like, if I was an owner,
I'd be an excellent
team,
owner. I would not be,
I'd be a great owner. I would not try to pretend. I don't do that now. I would not try to pretend to be involved in anything I don't know anything about. I'd be very open to hearing suggestions from people, and I would just go hire the best people. Like, I would steal everyone's people. I'd be like, here's a check. Write a bigger check. The end. And just hire the best people. Yeah. Isn't that what you should do? Right?
Yes.
Like, if you're, that's what I would do. They'll never give me $10 billion. I will go buy a team and do that.
Yeah.
And win all the championships. So Matt Rhule was asked about his starting quarterback this weekend against the Bucks, and he would not commit to either Cam Newton or Sam Darnold.
You know, we'll find out about Sam today and his health.
I have, you know, I'm not going to look into the future. No hypotheticals. If Sam is healthy, we will practice him and see kind of where he's at. I think it's a good opportunity to see, you know, shake some of the rust off him and see where he's at in the process. So I can't speculate in terms of who will be the, you know, the full-time guy this week until I have more information.
Yeah, they got
big problems in Carolina.
When you got three quarterbacks, you don't have any.
If you have more than one quarterback, you don't have any, and they're all over the place. Darnold was meeting with doctors yesterday to see if he'll be given a full clearance to resume practicing. He's missed five games with a shoulder injury, and Cam Newton has obviously been filling in and struggling his own four as a starter. So they host the Bucs on Sunday. Currently 11-point underdogs, according to Fox Bet, and that feels about right. Someone else who will not be seeing the field again, Daniel Jones, has missed the last three games with a neck injury, and he's going to miss the final three as well. The Giants placed Jones on injury reserve Monday, which rules him out for the rest of the season. Joe Judge thinks it's not going to have a big impact on his long-term situation. Mike Glennon has started the last three games, all which have been losses for the Giants. And Jake Fromm replaced Glennon on Sunday and could take over as the team starter for Sunday's game against the Eagles. The Eagles are currently 10-point favorites in that game, according to Fox Bet. It went from bad to worse for the Giants very quickly, and they're going to have to make some sweeping changes this offseason.
There's nothing they're great at. That's a bad place to be.
It's bleak.
And you don't know if you have the right quarterback. That makes it, at least Chicago feels like...
Oh, I will say, though, out of all fan bases, not all, I'm going to be hyperbolic here, I do feel like the Giants fans are very realistic fans. Very smart.
Yeah.
They get it.
Well, they've won. They don't have low sports self-esteem.
Yeah, they're not hysterical.
No.
And I do think there's some value in that. I don't believe in firing coaches every 2 years. Like, no. You got to give guys enough time to develop whatever it is and make a good evaluation of them.
Giants have been great, so they know what it feels like. Cleveland never has, so when they get good, they think that's great. But, like, Giant fans are kind of cynical by nature. It's like when you're Elon Musk, you've been great, and you've probably been not great, but you don't overreact to either side because you've been both. Like, Cleveland's never been great, so the minute they win a playoff game, they're outraged unless you think they're great. It's like, great is not a year. It's a culture.
Right, and I think Giants fans have a good self-awareness. Like, we're not where we're supposed to be right now. Don't want to panic. We do need some changes, and then they'll allow it to develop. You don't want to wait too long, obviously. Like, you have to have some sense of urgency and be aggressive. Now you're obviously struggling, but I just don't think that there's this unrealistic expectation of rosters and situations that don't make any sense.
Yeah, I still contend if the Giants had the right quarterback, this stuff would look a lot better. It's amazing.
Yeah, because you got to have a guy who can overcome bad situations.
Yeah. Like, I don't know that Philadelphia is that much less talented than New York, but you feel really good about offensively because the quarterback's unique. And he creates problems, and they run the ball, and they're great at something.
Yes.
The Giants aren't even very good at anything. And that's where, as a fan, it's like, what do you put your arms around? Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Live
My
News.
My vote of confidence for all current NFL playoff teams. Now.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Best for last, we're going to call it Vote of Confidence. So my level of confidence... If you're a Super Bowl team, I have some certainty you could be a Super Bowl team. I'm optimistic you could be, or I'm not convinced.
Okay. What's your level of confidence in the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl? Certainty, optimistic, or not convinced?
Certainty. Patrick Mahomes, last five games is 5-0, 10 touchdowns, 3 picks, and 102 passer rating. So I've got a coach in Spags and Andy Reid who have been there. The defense is fine, but you got to get right at quarterback. I think they're as close to right at quarterback as they've been. Certainty.
How about the Patriots? Certainty, optimistic, not convinced.
I'm not convinced. I go back to this. Is rookie quarterback Mac Jones. I love their coach, but he's 18th in passing yards a game. 21st in yards per completion. They are really an underneath team. They nibble, they nibble, they nibble. At some point, you're going to go up against a more profound offense, and I don't see it. I just don't see this as a Super Bowl team.
At some point, you got to bite.
Yep.
Titans, certainty, optimistic, not convinced.
Not convinced. Listen, they've had some injuries, but without Derrick Henry, Ryan Tannehill is exposed. His passer rating without Derrick Henry is 73. So I can like the coach. I can like your front defensively, but you've got to listen. I don't want to hear about injuries. Aaron Rodgers won a game missing 11 starters. Matt Stafford in Arizona missing 9 guys. I don't want to hear about injuries. Nick Mullins almost won the game last night without both tackles and Jarvis Landry. I don't want to hear about injuries. Tannehill's dealing with injuries that everybody faces.
The Bengals, certainty, optimistic, not convinced.
Well, I'm not convinced because they haven't won a playoff game since 1990. And Joe Burrow, this is still a rebuilding team. It's just Joe Burrow's good enough that he puts makeup on it, but he's still a young quarterback. I mean, we see him. he's a little bit of Justin Fields. He can be spectacular, but he's also got a ton of interceptions. So this team's just not built right now to meet to win a playoff game. They've been good on the road, but they've had a couple of, you know, they got whacked by Cleveland, whacked by the Chargers. They're still, and this is what rebuilding rosters are like. They can have really bad weeks.
What is your level of confidence in the Colts to win the Super Bowl? Certainty, optimistic, not convinced?
I'm kind of optimistic. Carson Wentz drives me nuts, but they lead the NFL in this category. Takeaways and turnover differential. So they don't put it on the carpet, and they take it away. I do think this team could win two playoff games. Remember, they gave Buffalo last year with Phillip Rivers fits. Now they have they're much more dynamic at quarterback. But they do a lot of things well that matter. They run the ball, and therefore they can keep your star quarterback on the sidelines. This is a team, if I was Kansas City, I would not want to play.
Yeah, Jonathan Taylor's unbelievable.
No, because they could just literally 36 minutes time of possession, Mahomes has one bad throw, and you're trailing against the team that can pound the clock.
The Chargers, certainty, optimistic, not convinced.
I'm optimistic because rookie coach post-Thanksgiving, they've been a different team. They have multiple takeaways in three straight games. If Derwin James, their best athlete on the team, is healthy, they have a playmaker on defense, and he could also guard guys like Travis Kelce or Baltimore, Mark Edwards. He's a great, great defender of the tight end. So I just think they're getting better every week, and that's what Stafford with the Rams, new system, getting better now post-Thanksgiving. Brandon Staley, everybody learns the system, better post-Thanksgiving. I'm optimistic they can win multiple playoff games.
How about the Bills?
I'm not convinced. If you took away Josh, they would rank 31st in the NFL in rush offense if you took away Josh Allen. They have no run game. You can't win in January without some semblance of a run game.
The Packers.
Total certainty. They're also getting David Bakhtiari back, Za'Darius Smith, and Jaire Alexander. So we're not even seeing the best of the Packers. Those are three of their five best players coming back.
The Cowboys.
Optimistic. They lead the NFL in takeaways. And they're also, believe it or not, they lead the NFL in yards per game. So Dak and Dunk, they're productive offensively. They eat some clock. They're productive. And they take the ball away. Those are really important in the playoffs.
How convinced are you in the Bucks? Certainty, optimistic, not convinced.
Well, they play the Panthers twice and the Jets. So they're going to get a home game in the playoffs. And by that time, Mike Evans and Leonard Fournette. So I'm with certainty they'll be a playoff team, and they'll be a pretty good playoff team. And Tom at home in the playoffs, pretty tough out.
The Cardinals.
I'm still optimistic because I do think Kyler Murray will get healthier as the season goes on. And they're 7-1 on the road. So let's just say they dovetail here and they have to go on the road. They've been a better road team than a home team. DeAndre Hopkins comes back. So I think some of their problems could simply be they miss a superstar wide receiver. That's a thing in 2021.
The Rams.
The stat that I always go back to, with certainty, they lead the NFL in yards per play. That's a massive stat. They get 6.3 yards a play. Super Bowl teams are generally top 5-6 in the NFL. They've got big weapons all over the outside.
Niners.
I'm optimistic. They're 5-0 in games. They don't turn it over. It's a pretty simple formula. They run the ball, Jimmy G play action. They don't turn it over. They've yet to lose a game without a turnover. So, again, they're not good enough to play sloppy and win like a Kansas City could or maybe a Green Bay could. But they've got a formula, and the formula now is red hot.
Vikings.
Not convinced. Shrinkage. Kirk Cousins, 10-17 in primetime games. Playoff games or primetime games. Last night was a great example. They should have won that game 30-3. They averaged 3.2 yards a play. With Justin Jefferson. Dalvin Cook. I don't want to hear it. All right, that's good stuff. We're done. My playoff confidence votes. We are done for the day. Getting closer and closer. We got two games tonight. I'm going to take the Eagles. I'm going to take the Rams. Now they've had some COVID protocol momentum. And we'll see you in the herd tomorrow.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.